We have Chief Judge Craig Argotta from the Western District of Texas San Antonio Division, along with Aaron Coughlin, the U.S. Trustee from San Antonio. They're going to talk to us about the important cases they see coming down from the Fifth Circuit and District Court. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, Judge Rodriguez, or Chief Judge Rodriguez. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to see you all this morning. Thank you for being here. If you don't mind me taking a moment of personal preference, Aaron clerked for me for 3 years. I'm very proud of her. She's at the Department of Justice right now. There's something in the water if you clerk for me. Do you want to share your news, Aaron?
Yes, I'm a little bit bashful about it, but I'm so far along. Why should I be? I'm going to have a baby. So today I'm actually 30 weeks along, which is super exciting.
And she so much wanted to speak today that it's her anniversary also today. But nonetheless, she's here speaking with her old boss. Apparently, if you clerk for me, I have four former clerks right now, three ladies, one gentleman that are all expecting. So if you don't want to have any children, don't shake my hand or anything like that. it's a real blessing, and I'm so thrilled to be with her this morning. The one thing I wanted to do, take a minute before we talked, and I don't know if anyone else was going to speak to this, so forgive me if I'm repeating something. Bankruptcy judges, like other judges, have annual training. Our training was last month. One of the topics that came up was, of course, the sunsetting of the eligibility limits for both Sub 5 and Chapter 13. Much like Judge Isker, who's very active on behalf of the bankruptcy judges, we have other judges that coordinate and work with Congress. The news is grim. And I don't know if Judge Isker has a different sense on this, but what we were told last month was, don't expect any legislation this year. They tried to convince congressional members maybe to do a one-year extension so that they could further demonstrate the need for the increase in the eligibility limits. That was rejected. And now, as you well know, we're in the process of, it's an election year. Whether we get a new president or not, there's going to be some change in the administration, the people at the top. But more importantly, you know, we could probably have up to, because of retirements in Congress, we could have up to 20%, a third of Congress having new members. The reason why that's relevant is it's going to take a while to educate them. So we don't think we're going to make another run at suggesting the Congress to raise the eligibility limits up until maybe the spring of next year. So there's no, to my knowledge, nothing pending in Congress that's going to increase those limits. Judge Isser, do you have any other? Okay, so that was the news we got last week. I can tell you, I certainly would not want to speak for all my colleagues, but I think uniformly bankruptcy judges favor those increases in eligibility limits. I think we've seen the benefits of Sub 5 and also the benefits to your Chapter 13 clients. So remember, when you file petition now, particularly you got to, in the Chapter 13, you got to do that bifurcation between secured and unsecured debt. So that's your PSA for the morning. Sorry to start off after we had great news. Some grim news. So we're going to talk about some of the, as Judge Rodriguez indicated, we're going to talk about some Fifth Circuit and District Court cases they had on a consumer practice. And I told Erin I would let her go first. Is this your first time to speak at this conference?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I told her that Judge Isker asked a lot of questions, but I'm sure he'll be very kind in the questions he has. So why don't you talk about your first case and where it can be found in the paper?
Certainly. So let's see here. I'm actually going to talk about two cases because I think they both relate to each other in a way, and that both of them talk about the standard of review applied on appeal. And they're both cases that were dealt with by the Fifth Circuit. So the first case is In re Matloff. You'll find Matloff on the bottom of page 2 of the materials. And then the second case I'm going to discuss is In re Maharis. And Maharis, again, is a Fifth Circuit opinion that you'll find right above Matloff. That's great. I put them side by side because I think they're both good to look at together. Just as a reminder of the standard of appeal or the standard of review when you're appealing cases both to the district court and then to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So Matloff is a, like I said, a Fifth Circuit opinion from March 20th of this year. It's a case that originated in the Northern District of Texas. Just some factual background, Mr. Matloff was an individual who filed a Chapter 7 case after defaulting on business debt that he personally guaranteed. The creditor, TGL, who Mr. Matlock owed the debt to, opposed his discharge under 727 and opposed discharge of the debt under Section 523 and various provisions of both of those sections of the code.